Good morning, everybody. This is Mason Vasquez for CougRadio.com, and you're listening to Cougar Vinyl. Today is the first day of, yesterday was the first day of autumn, but today is my first show of autumn. And to celebrate, I'm going to be playing some good old autumn tracks, some jazz, some rock, whatever. I'd like to open off with probably the most iconic song about autumn, or referencing autumn in any way, is a jazz standard called Autumn Leaves. And this is from my favorite rendition of this song, my favorite cover. This is Chet Baker and Paul Desmond doing a 1974 cover of Autumn Leaves. Thank you. That was Autumn Leaves, as performed by Chet Baker. And with him there was sax player Paul Desmond, and piano player and keyboardist Bob James, all three taking solos. I believe this was an album after Chet Baker's comeback, after he suffered injuries to his mouth. I believe it was in a holdup of or some kind of affiliation with drugs. I'm not sure. But I know this was one of the big ones that he came back to. And it really shows. Paul Desmond, of course, playing his signature smooth sound there. More atoned to a classical type of tone. And Bob James, of course, playing a great keyboard solo. It's always one of my favorite songs. Next one I'm going to cue up here is a really fun party song. Everybody knows this song. Huge song. I don't really need to say much else. This is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was a 1978 hit. It's not explicitly about fall, but it is about September and having your great time near the end of summer, towards fall. and it's very exciting and happy, very celebratory stylistically, and it's one of the great songs just to listen to and feel happy towards. Next tune I played on one of my last shows. This is a Led Zeppelin song, "Ramble On," and it references fall, I believe, to display change and having to move on or leave in some capacity. Not quite sure what Robert Plant was referencing here, but that is the superficial meaning of the lyrics. So here's "Ramble On." Again, that was "Ramble On" by Led Zeppelin off their 1969 second record, Led Zeppelin 2. Robert Plant's vocals really shine through on that. I think he's one of the greatest vocalists of all time, and that's a great song to represent that. This next tune is a Nat King Cole cover of a song written a little earlier in the 40s. This is his 50s cover. He was one of the first to record it. This is "Tis Autumn" by Nat King Cole and his trio.
Old Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la di da di da di dum, tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit, charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La di da di da di dum, tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. Just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum, tis autumn.
Don't you just love autumn? What a beautiful season. I know we're not getting it a lot here in Houston, Texas, but we'll start to see some temperature change soon. Maybe not this month, but surely in the coming months. As we close in on from September into October, and definitely into November. I feel like autumn is not as common of a theme in a lot of songs as it should be. It's a you know, one of the seasons. You know, it's as much as it is symbolized and given versatility in what it means and how we can interpret it, it's not as common as you would think. It's a shame because it's the most beautiful season. Well, this next song, again, from continuing from this previous tune, is capturing the beauty of autumn in what it is. Maybe it's just this new time, this change season to bring something towards everybody, to bring a memory or a tradition you are looking for in whatever it is. Maybe it's the smell in the air, the leaves falling, just the the poetic beauty of autumn. This is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong covering the tune Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Oh, autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you run down. Yes, jaded ruins and gay divorces who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Oh, autumn in New York, you'll need the castles in Spain. Yes, lovers that bless the dark. Oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Thank you.
that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it
again. Here again we see a contrast in the theme within one song. Similar to rain, fall can be seen as a beautiful or negative thing, or both, simultaneously. We see that here with changing and bringing hopes for something new, but as well as some kind of tragedy and longing, lamenting for something else lost or otherwise. We've also seen that the latter theme in Autumn Leaves, though it was instrumental, the lyrics indicate that one's love was lost in the, or left in the fall time, and it just reminds them of it. And, Ramble On seems to represent autumn as bringing in rains, having to leave or not face something negative, of course. This next song is also something very similar to that, very much like Autumn Leaves. I believe it has to do with love and loss in the autumn time. This is The Autumn Stone by Small Faces.
I was no till you changed my mind. Love is sent through me and good to you. When you were somewhere, somewhere hard to find. You always were, it's true. I'm looking for an open door where I can sit and play in peace with you. Not my memory.
breathes and then makes love to me.
That was The Autumn Stone by Small Faces. You can really hear a lot of folk rock elements of the late 60s in there, as well as psychedelic, and including the flute sound, which you see in a lot of songs in the late 60s, especially using the mellotron, which emulated wind instruments, like in Strawberry Fields or Moody Blues's On the Threshold of a Dream. This next tune is another song for autumn. I know that because it's called Autumn Song. This is Van Morrison's Autumn Song.
Leaves of brown, they fall to the ground, and it's here. Over there, leaves abound. Shut the door, down the lights, and relax. What is more, your desire are the facts. A patter, patter, a rain falling down, a little glamour, sun coming round. And take a walk when autumn comes to town. Little stroll past the house on the hill. Some more cold on the fire, if you will. And then a week or two will be Halloween. Set the page and the stage for the scene. A little game that my children will play, and as we watch them a wild time away. As you walk with your love by your side, the old accordion man plays mellow and bright, and you go home in the Christmas of the night. Little, little friends will be along. If you feel like joining the throng, you just may feel like singing autumn song. Just may feel You'll be smiling, eyes beguiling, and the song on the breeze call my name out in your dreams. Chestnuts roasting outside, yeah. As you walk with your love by your side, and the old accordion man plays mellow, mellow and bright, and you go home at the Christmas of the night. A little later, friends will be along, and if you feel like the joy of the throng, you just may feel like singing an autumn song. Autumn song. It just may break out. It just may break out. It just may. Just may have to break out. You just may have to lose control. You just may have to lose control. 'Cause you got it in your soul. You just may. Just may have to break out. It's a man. It's a man have to break out. Had just me and my starlight gazing, gazing around me.
vibration, something. Turn around. Hand on my shoulder. Say. It's so peaceful. It's so peaceful inside. I believe I've transcend myself, child. Transcend myself, child. Transcend myself, child.
Another song expressing the beauty of autumn and using it as a sort of a medium or a symbol for whatever it is, whether it's the beauty of change or love or whatever it is. I'm going to play one more song here. It's a really nice song, although it's not in my date range, I guess. I guess it is a little bit because I set up to 94. But this is from an artist who came out in the late 60s and sort of peaked in the early 70s, late 60s, but still had a lot of hits afterwards. This is one of them. Actually, if you listen on A Quiet Place, the 2018 film, the John Krasinski and Emily Blunt characters dance to this in the beginning. This is a song about love and autumn, as it's a harvest moon, and just all everything in between that, with looking forward to it, thinking about love and festivals and everything that autumn brings. Good harvest, love, dancing, celebration. So, this is Neil Young's Harvest Moon.
Thank you.
That song was a tribute by Neil Young to his wife, Peggy Young, at the time, in 1992. And it's about them both dancing, and it uses that symbol of the harvest moon to represent that. All right, that's my show. Thank you guys for listening. Go enjoy the fall as it comes. Just let it come, and it might take a while for the weather to get in and for the leaves to fully fall, but it will be here, rest assured. Thank you for listening, and just enjoy it, you know? Enjoy this season. It's great. It's beautiful. All right. I'm Mason Vasquez for CougarRadio.com, and you were listening to Cougar Vinyl. Thanks for listening. Also, on Thursday, I will be having a anniversary special for Abbey Road. It's been 50 years since the famous Beatles album came out, and I'm going to be going over it track by track. I may be having guests. I'm not sure. I'll be looking into that, but go ahead and listen if you want to hear the Abbey Road record and find out what makes it so special. Tune in. All right, put that phone down, spin some records, find out what's really important. I'm Mason Vasquez, and thanks for listening.